I want to give a big shout out right now. We appreciate anybody that listens, but if you've not already seen it, Joe McKenzie on Instagram, we went out yesterday and we did some disc golf. You can see who won. I don't want to spoil it for you, but we kind of documented me taking on producer Porkchop. And then we got a DM from Eric. I believe it's Langland. Hopefully I didn't butcher that one, Eric. He said, hey, I listen to the show every morning and I'm an Eagle Scout who built six of those tee pads. Like when you go disc golf, it's a giant concrete pad, and it's where you throw like your disc from, kind of like in golf, you have the tee box. Well, they had to lay that down there and make that, and he said that they made those, and he thought it was kind of cool to see us playing there, and he said, I wish Porkchop would do better. I'm like, I know, me too.
And don't forget about Sam. Sam messaged us too, Joe, and he said he's done a bunch of volunteer work over there at the Northview Church.
Oh, that's so
where
cool.
We play, so.
Well, shout out to Eric and to Sam, and we appreciate that. And
yes.
Maybe we can go disc golfing with some listeners and they can kick my butt. That way I don't win all the time. Hey, this time tomorrow here on Joe and McKenzie, it's group therapy.
Yes, and Maddie thinks she's totally being single white femaled at work. She has a copycat and she does not know what to do about it.
God, I hate when Porkchop tries to copy me. He's so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
833-563-2539 is the number. You can be anonymous. You don't even have to say where you work at, but we want to know stories about your bad boss. Why did you quit? I was actually talking to my friend yesterday about this, and she actually is in Michigan, so I guess I can say it, but I'm not going to say what she does for work in case somehow it comes back. But she finally told me why she quit her job about a month ago.
Okay, so she just like up and quit?
Yeah,
Did she give notice? She quit.
She up and quit. No 2 weeks, which does look bad, but at the same time, how long are you supposed to stay at a job where your boss is just terrible? Where you can't take it?
And sometimes it's weird. These days, like you can give notice, but they want you out. Like,
oh yeah. Like you're like, hey, I'm gonna give 2 weeks. Like, no, let's walk you out now. It's like, okay, well, okay. I was trying to be a good worker, but thanks.
So she quit because she has a terrible, horrible boss?
Yes, and I don't know if this happens a lot, but her boss is a female boss.
Okay.
And she said all the stereotypical things that you hear about women being catty, she just was all up in her business, always on her case about stuff, and just, I guess, even with her clothing, they don't have like a workplace dress code per se. Like, obviously, you can't have your boobs hanging out. But she looked fine, but she's like saying, like just talking about her skirt was a little too short and different things. And just everything, she had a negative comment on her, and it's like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
What is your problem with me? And eventually she just like, I couldn't take it. Because she's like, I just need to find a new job. She's been looking for months. And she finally just said, that's it, I quit.
Did she have something else lined up or no?
No.
She just couldn't take it anymore.
No, and she's like, I'm going to try to just Uber and Lyft, just anything
make
to get some part-time work. But I'm just wondering, though, I know people have a situation way worse than that.
Yeah.
But her situation was not good. And I want to know what happened. Tell us about your bad boss. Why were they your bad boss? What did they do? And did you end up quitting? 833-563-2539.
I mean, obviously, you got to make a living, but it's not worth it. Like, if you are literally miserable every single day, and first of all, I guess maybe hopefully that other people take notice that this person is in the wrong position and treating people awful, but that a lot of times just doesn't happen. So you got to make a change. I mean, I just think life's too short. I just don't think it's worth it to every day grind forever and then you just are hating life.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
I'm kidding. Now let's go to Lenny Breer, technical producer in Houston. You had a situation happen, not at your current job, right?
No, it was at the job that I worked before this one.
All right, what went down? Like, what was so bad about your boss?
So I had a boss. I was her favorite. And she would always talk about all the other employees to me. And there was this one employee. He was a black guy. And she would be like, oh, I'm so scared. He's going to rob me. Like, should I fire him? Well, one day she found out that I was black. And she freaked out. She locked me out of the restaurant. She kept my keys and everything, and I would have quit, but the next day I came to work and she fired me.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
I feel like, did you file a lawsuit?
Yeah, it sounds like
you can't just fire someone.
It sounds like Lenny should be owning a restaurant now, if that's the line of work.
Seriously.
Ooh, I should go back. Is there still time?
How long ago was this?
This was probably a year and a half ago, right before I started working here. If it didn't happen, I wouldn't have got the job at the radio.
I mean, did you do anything else? You're certain it was because of the color of your skin, then you definitely have a lawsuit. But were you late? Did you
mess
up? Did you not show up? You got a haircut?
Well, Lenny, in a lot of your Instagram things, you don't have your shirt on. Did you take your shirt off at work?
Did you not wear a shirt?
Oh, dude, that day.
See, this is
why. I came to work, and my shirt was wrinkly. And she was so pissed about that.
I say go after it, man. Anything I could do to student own a restaurant, I'd be on that like right now. All right, I'm sorry to hear about that, though, Lenny. Thank you, buddy. 833-563-2539. Linda, what is the story with your terrible boss?
So I was working at this one restaurant, and I went in for my first day of training. My uniform was way on point. My hair was sleeked back and everything. My boss brought me into his office saying that I didn't have a button on my collar, and so I looked trashy because of it. But on the other hand, he was being extremely hypocritical, and he had, like, grease stains on his shirt. Half of his uniform was, like, tucked in. And he called me trashy and said I needed to go home. And I was like, okay, that's great. I'm never coming back.
Wow.
You can't just do that.
Sounds like he did.
It sounds like he did, but, I mean, take notes. If you're being treated horribly and you think, like, you have a case, take notes, dates, times, document it.
Hey, thank you.
I'm the daughter of an attorney, so that's just what I'm telling you.
And I'm planning to sue this place if things don't go my way. All right, hey, hang on. More calls coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Tell us about your terrible boss. What was the situation? What happened? And what were they doing that was so bad? 833-563-2539. Joe and Mackenzie, thanks so much for hanging out. Why did you quit your job? Tell us about your terrible boss, 833-563-2539.
Whoa, intern Chloe over here just dropped a bomb of something she had to deal with.
Intern Chloe, tell us about your bad experience at a job. What happened? Hang on a second, I can't hear. Did you unmute her? Your microphone? There you go.
So I used to work in retail, and we had fitting rooms, and someone decided to go to the bathroom in there, and I had to clean up their poop.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right.
How much were you making at that job?
Not enough.
I always be like, I'm out of here. I mean, that's like, oh, crosses the line.
It's funny. We have Porkchop do that here, too, but he makes a lot more than that. So, no, that is a disgusting tale. I'm sorry to hear about
that. Sorry, Chloe. I'm glad you're here.
Intern Chloe.
Stay here. We won't make you do that.
833-563-2539. Let's go to Jada. Jada, tell us about your terrible boss.
Hi. So I actually used to serve at a diner, and it's kind of confusing. The manager's son was actually one of the cooks, and he did not like me, and therefore she did not like me. She made sure that he didn't make my customer's food on time,
aww,
put me in horrible sections, and then somehow just cut my hours until I quit.
That's the ultimate way of, like, getting somebody to quit so you don't fire them. It's like, hey, Jada, we went from 30 hours to 3.
It's right.
Like, I'm coming in for 3 hours?
Right.
Okay. That sucks, Jada. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to line number 6 this morning. Hey, Anonymous, what did you have happen?
So I started working at a hospital.
Okay.
And this lady was like, can you go pick up something for my lunch? And she's my immediate supervisor. So I'm like, oh, okay, she just forgot it. I'm going to help her out. I go, they give me like a little bag. I go back, I give it to her. While we're in the office, pulls out pills. They're her happy pills that she bought off someone. And I come to realize that she just stayed like that all the time, asleep. And so she wouldn't do her work and would give us our work. And if we didn't do it in time, we would get in trouble.
So, wait, you
so
were
she
like
pretty
her...
much made me go on her drug run.
You were her
oh,
drug
man.
Mule?
Man, you were the mule.
You mules me.
Oh,
no.
I've been muled.
So did you quit or did they fire you?
No, finally I gave up. I gave my 2 weeks and I told them, look, dude, she's always drunk. She's always messed up. I can't be here. And they're like, well, why didn't you say it earlier? She had been there for like 15 years. Nobody
wow.
believed me. Or they were just used to it.
She was functioning. She was very good at what she did. Anonymous, I'm sorry to hear that, but thank you for calling in. Let's go to line number 8 this morning. What up, Ray? Ray, good morning. What's your story about a bad boss?
Oh, sorry. Hi. So I worked at a hotel one time, and I had a manager that worked there. And basically, she would, like, I was, like, the only guy that actually worked there because all females had worked there. And she would follow me around throughout the day into rooms. And, like, she would text on her phone. She would sit there and point out little things to me, not help me at all. She would call me back to rooms for, like, missing smudges on mirrors. She would make me sweep, like, sand off balconies in front of guests. And she would make it out to be like it was my fault. And then even one time she had pulled me off into a room, like someone's room that they were staying in. And she had basically told me, like, while I was cleaning the bathroom, that if she had been the general manager, she would have fired me a very long time ago.
Well, that's a wonderful experience.
It's like a dreadful experience. I'm sorry.
Hey, thank you for calling. I'm sorry to go through that. We'll wrap it up with Brooke this morning. And let's put this up on Facebook if you want to. Maybe you can share some stories and say about a friend. It's Radio Now 100.9 in Indy and Radio Now Houston in Houston, Texas. Brooke, tell us about that bad boss. What happened?
Hi, guys. So I kind of have the same thing as Jada. I worked for these people, and my boss was the owner's daughter. And she would constantly, like, not give me food on purpose. Like, one day, my table didn't have their ranch. And so I go back there and I ask for ranch. And she ends up screaming at me, telling me, like, no, I did give you this ranch, blah, blah, blah. And we ended up in the office. And she was like, well, we've had people stealing ranch before. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not my issue. And she's like, you're cool, but I just don't like you. So I just ended up quitting the next day. Like, they came to me and was like, hey, you know, we've had issues with this before, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, hey, that stinks. You can't win in that situation,
Brooke,
when someone just has it out for you.
Can you be honest for a second?
Yeah.
Were you the ranch bandit?
No, I wasn't.
She just wanted some ranch.
All right,
I'm telling
you.
You didn't give her ranch. She didn't have it.
It's a serious thing here, Brooke. The ranch bandit has not been caught. And it's missing. We need that ranch. Hey, thank you for calling in. We appreciate all that. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Next, producer Pork Chop Extraordinaire. He's good at a lot of things, including facing the box of shame, because that's what he's doing next.
Are you scared? What are your feelings right now?
I don't know. Honestly, I hope I get the tic-tac-toe face today, because I don't have the steakhouse tonight.
So who gets to write tic-tac-toe on your face?
I don't care.
The whole show we get to play.
Okay, I hope it's me.
Sure.
Intern Chloe came up with a bunch of new
ideas.
I call X's. So we'll see what happens next.